Editor. No new bike lanes, no new condos, no updated Columbia Square, no new daycares, no new EV chargers, no new schools, number 15 Minute City. I'm sensing a pattern in this week's letters to the editor and general social media commentary. What do people think the city will become if we don't adapt and evolve? I've seen arguments that we should focus on being quaint and homey like Fort Langley with colorful wooden storefronts and single-family homes dotted throughout pleasant greenery. The small problem is that Fort Langley has a population of 3,500 and New West has nearly 71,000. So we're not going to be the next Chemainus or Revelstoke or Fort Langley. We should be proud that we're aiming instead to be an accessible, thriving, inclusive city all our own. There is a housing crisis in this province. There is a child care crisis in this province. There is a school crisis in this province. And we're not going to solve any of these things by prioritizing our need for homey storefronts over people's basic necessities. To that end, I want to extend massive congratulations to the Ecole Glenbrook Griffins who presented their 15-minute city proposal to City Council this past week. Because while it's easy to get grumpy over a handful of detractors, it's unbelievably inspiring and encouraging to see the next generation standing up and being heard and seeing that progress and accessibility are the way forward. Sarah Arboleda. Loudspeaker sound off. How would you like to see New Westminster evolve in the future? How should the city handle the growth that's coming our way? Share your thoughts. Send us a letter.